بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا، نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا، أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك، يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. In this series of programs, we're talking about the places of articulation, and in this episode, we're going to talk about the letters that are produced with the lips. Here with us, we have Brother Muhammad Raza. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
So, let's get started.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Previously, we mentioned that the places of articulation of the Arabic letters are generally divided into five regions: the empty space in the mouth and throat, the throat, the tongue, the two lips, and the nasal passage. We already went over the first three, that is, the empty space in the mouth and throat, the throat, and the tongue, and the different parts of the tongue. Now the only region that remains is the two lips and also the nasal passage. The lips have two articulation points for four letters. First of all, we have the letter fa. The articulation point of this letter is between the inside of the lower lip and the tips or edges of the two top front incisors. This means that there's a meeting of these two parts of articulation to make the correct sound of this letter. In English phonology, this kind of letter is known as an intralabial consonant. That means both the teeth and the lips are involved when pronouncing these kind of consonants. And fat is one of those intralabial letters that is also in Arabic and also in English. Some people say that the English letter F is a bit different from the Arabic fa in that English speakers use the middle of the lower lip and the edges or tips of the two front top incisors. However, in Arabic, the inside of the lower lip is used. That means whenever this letter is produced, the sound of this letter is produced, you can actually see the two top front incisors protruding and coming out of the mouth and being placed on the lower lips, fa. However, in English, you might not see the teeth. The front top incisors might not be visible when pronouncing the sound of the letter F. But in Arabic, care must be taken that the two top front incisors meet the bottom part of the lower lip so that they actually come out. If the inside of the lip is not used, then the proper sound of fa, the way that the Arabic fa should be, might not be produced. Okay, so this is fa. It also has a characteristic called nafkh. That means air has to be running whenever this letter is produced, the sound of this letter is produced. So it's fa, fa. Then the other labial letters are waw, ba, and mim. In English phonology, these three letters are categorized as bilabial letters. That means the two top and lower lips are used to produce these three letters. Okay, let's describe the way waw is articulated. The unlengthened waw sound, which is like a W sound, the way it's articulated is that you have to form a circle. The two lips have to be pursed and have to be circled in order to produce the sound, the correct sound of this consonant, waw. The letter mim is articulated by closing the two lips together. And the letter ba is articulated by closing the two tips together, but is stronger than closing the mim. And also ba is not a nasal consonant, while mim is a nasal consonant. That means whenever ba is pronounced, first of all, ba, there's no resonance whenever we're pronouncing ba. Ba is a stop. That means air is trapped in the place of articulation of this letter and is suddenly released explosively. However, mim is not like this. Mim is, first of all, it is a nasal stop, but it's not explosive. And unlike ba, which is explosive, mim is not an explosive consonant.
So the ba and mim in Arabic are the same as the one in English?
Yes, pretty much they're the same. Pretty much ba and mim are the same in Arabic as they are in English. The waw sound is often mispronounced as a V sound by some Muslim speakers, such as Persian, Urdu, and Turkish Muslim speakers. Now, this is incorrect. Waw should not give the sound of an English V's. It shouldn't be vallin, va'idha al-ardu muddat. It should be wa, wa'idha al-ardu muddat.
إذا السماء انشقت وأذنت لربها وحقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت.
So this is another problem that some people have when pronouncing the letter waw.
But in English, it's like a W, right?
It's very close to a W. It's not exactly the same, but it's very close to the W sound. It's much closer to the W sound than it is close to the V sound. So it's not at all like the V sound, but it is close to the W sound in English, okay? And the reason that some people make this mistake, that they pronounce waw like a V, is because in their language, they don't have the sound of waw. The waw sound is absent in their language. So they have to make, they have to practice more in pronouncing the correct way, in pronouncing the desired way of pronouncing this letter.
So let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Ya ilahi, ya ilahi, ya mu'in al-ajizin, bin nabi al-tahirin, hadi al-amin. Ya ilahi, ya ilahi, يا معين العاجزين بالنبي الطاهر الهادي الأمين يسر الأمر وفرج كربنا واكفنا يا رب شر الحاسدين يسر الأمر وفرج كربنا واكفنا يا رب شر الحاسدين
كلنا يا ربنا رغم الزمان واقيا وانشر لنا برد الأمان
يا إلهي يا معين العاجزين بالنبي الطاهر الهادي الأمين
يا إلهي
يا إلهي يا معين العاجزين بالنبي الطاهر الهادي الأمين.
Welcome back. You're listening to Let's Recite the Quran on the Call of Islam Radio. We're talking about the places of articulation with Brother Muhammad Reza.
Okay, we were talking about the three letters, the three labial letters, waw, mim, and ba. One thing to mention for Westerners that they have to take care is that whenever they pronounce the letter waw, they have to make sure that they actually apply pressure on the two lips when pronouncing this letter. Otherwise, the sound will come out like a weak W. Just like this is the difference between the sound of the English W and the sound of the Arabic waw. When pronouncing waw, pressure is applied on the two lips when pronouncing it. But in English, pressure is not necessarily applied when pronouncing the sound of the letter W, okay? That is why I said that the sound of W is not exactly the same as the sound of waw in Arabic. Then we have meme. Meme is one of the easiest letters in Arabic to pronounce for all people. It doesn't make a difference what their language is. So the only point that you have to, the point is that whenever pronouncing meme, you have to make sure that air is running out of the nose as well, because meme is one of those letters that is also nasal. In addition to it being labial, it's also nasal. So the place of articulation of meme is from the nasal passage, from the two, and also the two lips. Then we have ba. Ba is also a very easy letter to pronounce for all people. And you just have to make sure that ba is voiced. That means the vocal cords are together whenever this letter is pronounced. Otherwise, if the vocal cords aren't together, the resultant sound will be like that of a P, pa sound. So these were the three bilabial letters in Arabic. Then we had the intralabial fa, we had the three bilabial waw, ba, and mi. The only place of articulation that now remains is the nasal passage. Only two letters have are pronounced from this place of articulation, the nasal passage, and they are mim and nun. And also the sound of ghunna, which is a specific mechanism, which will be explained later on, is produced from this place of articulation. So these were the places of articulation of the letters of the Arabic language.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad Reza, for coming, and thank you, listeners, for staying with us. Send us your comments and questions to our email at coi@irib.ir. Till next time, goodbye.
يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.